Okay, today is Daf Zayin of Maseches Brachos. We're on Daf Zayin, top line. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Yossi, Renayin, how do you know Shakarish Baruch Hu Misfalo? How do you know that Hashem davens? You know Hashem davens? How do you know that? Shenemar Tez, V'haviyotem El Har Kaji, when you bring him to my mountain, my holy mountain, V'simachtim Beveis Tefilosi, and you're happy in my base Tefilah. Tefilosam Lo Nemar. It doesn't say their base tefillah, Ella tefillasi, in my base tefillah. Mikan, Shakarash Baruch Hu Misfalo. You see from here that Hashem davens. My matzli, what does Hashem daven? Amar of Zutra Bar Tuvia, Amar Rav Yehi Ratzon, it should be my will, Milfonai, from before me, Sheyich Vishu Rachmi Eskati, that I should withhold my anger, that my mercy should withhold my anger, the Yagulu Rachamai al Midosai, and I should spread Rachamim on my people, on my behavior, the Snag im Bni Bemidas Rachamim, and I should be with my children with Rachamim, the Chonis Lam Lefnim Meshur Sadin, and I should treat them Lefnim Meshur Sadin. What does it mean, Hashem Davins? Who does Hashem Davins do exactly? What does that even mean? What does that mean, Hashem Davins? Does it make any sense? How can Hashem Davins? Right? There are three answers to this question. The first answer is given by the Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rabbeinu Chananel says, Hashem doesn't daven. The whole thing doesn't make any sense.
It's not daven.
Huh?
The word's not
daven. The whole thing, what do you mean? Hashem has a tefillah. Who's he davening? The whole thing doesn't make any sense. So Rabbeinu Chananel says, Hashem doesn't daven. What it means is, Hashem is showing us how we should daven. He's demonstrating. You want to say a good davening? I'll tell you a good davening. Say this. This is what I want to hear. That's the first pshat. Hashem's telling us what we should daven. That's the first pshat. Second pshat is given by the Rashba. The Rashba says like this. When the Beit HaMikdash, it's as if it's the place where Hashem davens. In other words, when the Bnei Yisrael come to the Beit HaMikdash and they're doing the right thing and it's the right kind of, it's the right behavior and everything's going well, it's as if Hashem says, look at this, it's like I daven. I got everything I wanted. I have a good nation that's doing my will. What more can I ask for? It's as if Hashem davens. It's as if all his tefillos were answered. You put it into human terms, it makes perfect sense. Hashem doesn't daven. The whole concept of Hashem davening is such a strange thing when Hashem davens. No, it's as if he davens. When everything's going well, it's as if Hashem says, I'm not sure what to daven for. All my tefillos are being answered. I have a nation over here that's wonderful. That's the Rashba's answer. It's given by Rishon, that answer, the Rashba. The third answer is given by the Ein Yaakov. He says that even it doesn't mean Hashem daven. It means this is tzaddikim davening, right? Hashem, this is how you should behave. You should the tzaddikim davening kavi yachol. You should be merciful. You should treat your children better. And you should go off the measure of sin. Doesn't mean that Hashem davens. That's an impossible concept. It means that tzaddikim davening and Hashem should listen to them. Okay, those are the three pshatim. Next. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was one of the Asara Haruge Malchus. He before he died, he was the Kohen Gadol. And he said, Pamachas, one time, Nichnasti Lahakdir Ketoros Lefnai Velefnim. I went into the Kodesh Kedoshim on Yom Kippur to be Machdir the Ketoros on Yom Kippur. I went into Lefnai Velefnim, Vireisi, and I saw Akasriel ko Hashem tzivakos. Akasriel ko Hashem tzivakos. Right? Shehu yoshev al kisei ramvani. So he was sitting on his heavenly throne. V'amalin, he told me, Yishmael bini, barcheni, bless me. So Marti loves, I told him, Yirat al mufanecha, Sheikh b'shu rachamecha et kasecha, V'yigol rachamecha amidotecha, V'zayin yirat b'banecha, b'mirat rachamim, v'tikon zalachem, l'fnai v'lefnim, v'shur zadin. Right, which is exactly what the Rebbeinu Chananel said. It's to teach us how to daven. So Rabbi Shmuel says that. That's what I told him. I see this vision, whatever he saw, we don't know. But he saw some vision, and Hashem told him. V'naneli b'rosho. And he like sort of nodded in agreement. The Kamash Malon, Shlotei bracha hedyot kala be'enecha. Don't treat the bracha of a hedyot lightly. Right, sometimes a man comes in here, he's collecting money. He gives you all these wonderful brachos. Don't treat them lightly. Who's Rabbi Shmuel compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Not that big of a deal. Right? And yet, nods and approval, yeah, it's shkoyach. Right? Don't treat lightly what these people give you brachas. Next. How do you know you should stay away from somebody when they're angry? Don't try to make up to them right when they're angry. You don't have to run be the first one. How do you know that? From Hashem himself. The Chizibah says, Pana yeleichu banichosa. Hashem tells Moshe, go away, leave me alone now. Now is not the right time to come to me. Right after the ego. Now is not the right time. Let me cool down, and then you can come back. Amalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Hamtili, wait for me. Ad sheyavru panim shel zam. Wait for me till I calm down. V'ayniach lach, and then I'll listen to you. Now, umiyik arishcha kami kutcha barichu. Is there anger by Hashem? Ask the Rishonim, what do you mean is there anger by Hashem? It says all over the place. Hashem got angry. So he says, yeah, of course there's anger by Hashem. But here, so to speak, Hashem already calmed down. It was already a makifa. All this happened already. Hashem's still angry? Still angry? Yeah, b'shaz ma'isav, Hashem gets angry. Now it's all later.
So, are we still getting punished?
So this is a different kind of anger. But Hashem doesn't say to us, I don't want to hear from you now. Doesn't say that. But he told Moshe that.
He did that in the mid about 4 years.
Right, so that's exactly the question. So it's true. Hashem does. The Tanya, it says, Ve'el zoam b'chol yom. Angry every day. V'kama zamo. How long does that last? Rega. A minute. An instant.
Yeah.
V'kama rega. How much is that? Echad mishchameshes ribuyi shmonas alafim v'shmonim meos v'shmonim v'shmonim b'shah. It's 1/58,888th of an hour. That's how long it lasts. Kind of number is that? This is a mystical Gemara. We don't know what this means. That's how long. Very short time. Zuhi rega. That's a rega. The ain kolber yichol lechav in osasha chutim bilam marasha. Nobody could figure that out except for bilam marasha. The chizib it says by bilam v'yodei das elyon. He knew God. Bilam knew God. The hashta das behemto lohi v'yoda. He didn't know his own animal. He didn't know animals. That God he knew. V'yodei das elyon hu yoda. That he knew. El no, he didn't know God at all. Malami, he did know. He knew the moment when Hashem got angry. That's why the Navi said, Ami Zachar Namayad Bilam Balak Melech Moav. You should think about, remember all the great things Hashem did by the advice when Balak got advice how to curse the Bnei Israel. My Lamandas Tzidkos Hashem. You should know the Tzidkos of Hashem. What Tzidkos was there by Hashem by that? What Tzidkos was that? Because Amar Balak. Listen to the tzidkis I did over there by Bilam. Shalo ka'asti b'mei Bilam Arasha. I never got angry. I withheld my anger during those times of Bilam. She'il male ka'asti, had I did get angry, lo nishtar mitzonem shal Yisrael saru d'palut. Nobody would have survived from Klal Yisrael. Why? Because Bilam Taka knew when I'm angry. He did figure it out. And he would have been able to curse the Bnei Yisrael. So, ask Tosfos, what is it possible to say in 1/58,888th of an hour? What could you say already? What? So, look at the top Tosfos. V'im Tomar, Mahaya Yachalom B'Shat Rega. So, Yesh Lomar, one word, Kalem, destroy them. Right? Inami Or, Me'achar Shahaya Maschil Kilalasa Ba'osa Shah. Once you start talking, you continue going. You have to start in that moment, you continue going. Some say that it's very difficult to reconcile the first answer of Tosfos, because we know that all the things that Bilam did say were the brachos of what he wanted to say. So that's more than one word. He had a whole long speech prepared. And it all turned into good. That's that one word. Only can you get one word in. You can get one word in. You can say the word destroy them all. That's all you can say. But that's not what Bilam said. He said a whole matovu, a whole long drasha he gave. So how do you figure that out? So some prefer the second answer. Most of us prefer the first answer, right? What kind of game is this? If you start, the whole thing is. I mean, Hashem gets angry 1 second. The whole thing is difficult. Anyway, behind the amale Bilam lebalak. That's why Bilam said to Balak, ma ekov lo kovakel. How can I curse? Hashem's not letting. Ma zom lo zom Hashem. How can I get angry? Hashem's not angry. Why? Hashem didn't get angry that time. V'kama zomo. How long is the anger? Rega or rega? V'kama rega. How long is a rega? So we just asked that question. We just answered it. The Pesach Anayim says, because that number is such a crazy number, that the Gemara asks it again. What kind of number is that? The Gemara gives a different answer. Amar Rav Avinu, Amar Rav Avinu, rega kememre. It lasts as long as it takes to say the word rega. How long is that? A second, whatever it is. Umanolon deroga rasach. How do you know that Hashem gets angry for that 1 second? Shinemar, ki rega ba'apo chayim bertono. V'yibayzeh mehacha, chavi kamat rega ad yavar zom. That you see from here, that Hashem gets angry for 1 moment. V'emas rasach, when does this anger happen? So Amar Abaya, b'hanach tlas shoy kamaisa. In the first 3 hours of the day, in the morning. When the crown, what's that called? The crop, the cone of the rooster turns white, the koi achad kare, and it stands on 1 foot. So the Gemara says, well, kol shaita v'shaita nami kahachi. The whole day, half the day, the rooster looks like that. So the Gemara says, yeah, kol shaita is be shiruk shuraiki sumki. Half the day. There's a red streak in the head of the bird, in the head of the crown of the rooster. But he shaita during that time. Let's play shuraiki sumak sumki. There is no red streak at all. So we just show us a minute. If this is a simon, now we're gonna have a story that there was a Reuven Levi tried to figure this out to curse his neighbor he didn't like. So if that the Moses Bilam's godless, what did Bilam know? Bilam knew what? So two answers. Number one, Bilam knew the time without resorting to this trick. Or Bilam's the only one who knew this trick. That's what Bilam knew. Bilam knew this trick with the rooster. No one else knew that. And the Gemara records it, but only Bilam knew it. Bilam's even less of a Navi. He knew some shtick. It's all he knew. And then he told everybody, by the way, if you want to know when Hashem's angry, you can do this, just do this test. He'll figure it out. It's foolproof. There was once a tzeduki, Tahave Bishmi Busa de Rishu ben Levi. He lived in Rishu ben Levi's neighborhood. Have come a tzayla tuba b'kroi. He always used to bother Rishu ben Levi with various psukim. Made his life difficult. Yom Achad, the one day, he had enough. Shakal Khan Tarnagola, he took a rooster, the Ukme ben Kari, the Arse, he put it and tied it to his bed. The iron body staring at it. Suffer, he said, Kimota behishaita. When it happens, when the rooster changes color, that's the time. I'll curse the guy. So Kimota, he shaita noim. When that time came, he fell asleep. He was sleeping. So Amri said, you know what? Shma mina lav orach arul mevrachi. That must be a simon from Hashem that I shouldn't be behaving that way. Hashem, kind of, what am I doing? What am I doing? Cursing my neighbor? It's not a way to behave. V'rachamav al kol ma'asav ktsiv. Doesn't it say that I should racham him? V'ktsiv gam onosh l'tzadik lotov. I'm not in the punishing business. That's not my job. It took a Musar that he should back off on that behavior. Tana Mishmei Dev Meir. B'shosh ha'acham ha'zarechet. When the sun shines. V'chol malchim mizrach u'mayrav manichim kasreim al-rasheim. And the kings of the east and the west put crowns on their heads. Mushtachavim l'chama. And they bow down to the sun. Miyad right away. Koetz HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem gets angry. Okay. Bam Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Tova mardus achas b'libo shel adam. Yosef Mikama Malkios. One thought of tshuva, one idea that you want to return back, is a lot more effective than getting hit. Why? Shenemar v'radfa es. Right. First, suppose this is Hosea. First, it's all a muscle. First, somebody runs away from their lover. Right. They're married, happily married. Nobody has thoughts of running away from their wife at the wedding. That doesn't happen. It's only later. Right? Yeah. What? nobody has thoughts at the wedding. Why? Because you're in love. After a while, that wears off. Then what do? You go, you stray away. It's like a mashal Klal Yisrael, right? At Har Sinai, nobody was interested in doing anything else. But then they went away. Amra el chavashuv al ishi rishon. I'll go back to my first husband. I'll go back to Hashem. Why? Ki tov li osmeata. It's better than what I have now. Might as well go back. That's much better. It's much better than I returned because they beat me up. right? They Hashem gave me such a bad life. All right, I'll go back. This is much more sincere. This is much more sincere. Here, there's no string attached. On your own, you realize I got to do this. Rish Lakish Amar Yosef Meyam, it's better than 100. Shenemar Tachas Ga'aro Kemevin Me'akos Ksil Meyah. From Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yosi, Shlosha Dvar and Bikei Shmoka Lufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Nasin Lo. Hashem asked, Moshe asked three things, and he got all three. Number one, Bikesh Shetishra Shechina Al Yisrael V'Nasin Lo. He asked that the Shechina should remain with Klal Yisrael. This is after the ego. He got that. Shenemar Tez, Halo Balechtecha Imanu. Good. Number two, Bikesh Shetishra Shechina Al Obed HaKadosh. He wanted that the Shechina should not rest on the nation. In other words, it'll be like, you know, international. Yerushalayim will be an international city. It's all good. Everyone's welcome. Moshe says, I don't want that. I want exclusive. Only with Klal Yisrael, not with the nations. Benassan, he got that also. Shenamar v'naflinu ani v'yameich. And bikesh lehodienu darkecha shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wanted to know the ways of Hashem. Benassan, he got that also. Shenamar hodienu es derechecha. Show me your ways. The Anaf Yosef says, even this pasuk, the pasuk number three, is chronologically, it was the first one that's in the Torah. The reason why it's put third is because it's going to be a machlokas about it. It's not going to be universal, it's going to be a machlokas. Amar lefanav Moshe Olam. Moshe says to Hashem, this is the question doesn't have an answer. But Moshe asks it. Mipnei ma yesh tzadik v'tovlo. That wasn't a question. Why does the tzadik have good? That didn't bother Moshe. It doesn't bother anybody. That question doesn't bother anybody. It's only here to contrast the other side. Why tzaddik deacon have a good life? That nobody's bothered by that. Yesh tzaddik v'ralo. Why does the tzaddik have ra? That bothers everybody. Next, rasha v'tovlo. That bothers everybody. Rasha v'ralo. That doesn't bother anybody. Right? They're all four are here for contrast. Two out of the four, no one has a problem with. Right? Amalo Moshe. Here's a Moshe. Here's the answer, Moshe. Tzaddik v'tovlo. It's tzaddik ben tzaddik. Tzaddik v'ralo. Tzadik ben Rasha. Rasha v'tovlo is Rasha ben Tzadik. And Rasha v'ralo is Rasha ben Rasha. Now, Omar Mar, that doesn't really make any sense. Omar Mar, Tzadik v'tovlo, Tzadik ben Tzadik. Tzadik v'ralo, Tzadik ben Rasha. Ain't is that even true? It's not even true. V'ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Pokid avon avos albonim. Right? Hashem visits the fathers, I'm sorry. Hashem visits the sons with the sins of the fathers. Uksiv, but it also said, sons are not punished because of the sins of their fathers. Right? So the Pesukim contradict each other. V'raminon kra adati. We asked that already. In Sanhedrin, the Gemara asks that question. The Pesukim contradict. U'mishanin, and we answer, lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha kisha oksin ma'aseh v'seh. When does a son get punished for the sins of his father? When he follows in his father's bad ways. Baha. Kisha. Ha. Kisha ain't oxen ma'asem of sayim b'yadechem. And when does a son not get punished for his father? When he doesn't follow in his father's bad ways. What do you see from here? What do you see from here? Right? That a son of a tzaddik. You have a son of a tzaddik. Who's not a tzaddik. He's not a tzaddik, right? Right? I'm sorry. A son who is a tzaddik, follows a rasha. He's a tzaddik. So he did not follow in his father's ways. He's not punished for the sins of his father, right? So what do you mean that a tzaddik v'ralo is a tzaddik ben rasha? You're not punished for that. Exactly. So you're not punished for that. Who? Yeah.
When Yitzchak paid himself and he was...
Oh, right. You can't compare a tzaddik, you can't compare the tefillot of a tzaddik ben tzaddik to a tzaddik ben rasha.
Right.
So we would think just the opposite. Rivka, who grew up by a rasha, should even be greater. It's a similar idea, not exactly on point. You see from over here, if I'm a tzaddik ben Rasha, I'm not punished for my father. So I'm a tzaddik v'ralo. I should be a tzaddik v'tovlo. That doesn't make any sense. So Gemara says, Ella hachika amale. Here's what really Hashem answered back. So it's a machlokas over here. Is his first answer rejected, Well, somehow, this first answer has to fit into the second answer. I think it's much more pashut to say it's rejected, because the answer is hard enough as it is. And the answer doesn't make, we don't understand the answer anyway. Here's the answer. Tzadik v'tov lo, tzadik gomer. That's a tzadik gomer. Tzadik v'ra lo is a tzadik she'eino gomer. Rasha v'tov lo is a rasha she'eino gomer. Rasha v'ra lo is rasha gomer. So what?
It's even harder
to understand. So this is an impossible question. Moshe Rabbeinu struggled with it. We struggle with it all our lives. And this is the Gemara answers.
No, you could say that, you know, the Russian is not completely bad. It's good because he's getting his reward now.
But then what about a tzadik v'ra'lo? What's a tzadik v'ra'lo? A tzadik she'eino gomer?
What we as humans see as good and bad is maybe...
So it's not what the Gemara answered. The Gemara said that it's all good, but you just don't see it like that. That was the Gemara answer. So the Panim Yafos gives a little bit of a hesper, a little bit. He says like this. He says, there's two types of people. You have people where, we'll call it wealth and kavod, which I think are the two areas that give us the most trouble. So you can have a guy who's a tzaddik, and the wealth and kavod will not go to his head. It won't affect him at all in his tzidkus. So such a person, why shouldn't he have it? He's a tzaddik v'tov lo. It's not going to change his life one iota. Then you have a tzaddik where wealth and kavod, or any other tov you want to, will go to his head. And it'll make him worse. So Hashem says, I can't give it to him. I don't want him to become less. That's a tzadik v'tovlo and a tzadik v'ralo. Tzadik gamur, tzadik she'eino gamur. You hear that?
And the flip side
like that, you have a rasha. Now, if the rasha would not have the wealth and the kavod, he'd be even worse. Now, why does he have wealth and kavod? So you have people like that. It's for appearance's sake. It's for shidduchim. It's for the kavod. It's for the aliyahs. It's for the tzedakah. It's for the name and height and light. It's all fine. It's all wrong. But imagine if he wouldn't have all that. So Hashem said, I have to give it to him. He's a rasha, but v'tovlo. And by the same token, you have a rasha where it won't make one iota of a difference. So then why should I give him anything? He's rasha v'ralo. He's a rasha gomor. No matter what I give, him, it's not going to make him better. So why should I give it to him? He's a Russia anyway. I'm only giving the Russia good because it'll be worse if I don't. That's what the Panim Yafo says.
That's as bad as the other ones.
What do you mean?
No.
It's not so bad.
It's not such a bad answer. Look at people.
What's bothering you is the scale.
Exactly.
So that we don't have an answer to. But in broad ideas, that's what Hashem's doing. Hashem knows Hashem knows everyone's standing. Hashem knows how to give people the most to keep them on the straight and path. So there's a rush of a tovlo. Really, the rasha. But imagine what this could be like if he didn't have any money. At least I give him something. At least something I got to give the guy.
I don't just answer a simpler answer.
Yeah.
We just don't know the whole story.
Right.
Period.
That's right. No, so the answer is, I'll tell you the answer. The Gemara is going to give that in a minute. These Tanoim held that Moshe got the answer. That Moshe got the answer. This is the answer. Others are going to say, Ma, Hashem told Moshe, get away from me. I'm not giving you an answer. Right? You can't know, there's no answer. I'm not telling you the answer. So it's a machlokes. Right? So according to the ones who got the answer, this is the answer. I was thinking about it. It's not such a bad answer. It's not so bad.
It's an option.
What? Right, so there are questions, and we always have questions, and you look around, and you see people that this just doesn't make sense to me. I agree with you. I have the same kashas as you. Right? We all have the same kashas. But, I heard an unbelievable story. This story was said, Rabbi Weinberger said it on Tisha B'Av. He said an unbelievable story. He said there was a man, I have a minute for this story. He said there was a man who was walking down the street in a Tanya, and he bumps into an old man. And they strike up a conversation, and the old man says, "Oh, I heard you're from Switzerland. Do you know such and such a man that used to be a rav in Switzerland?" He said, "That was my grandfather. That was my grandfather. That rav was my grandfather. He was a Talmud of the Sri Deish. After the war, the Sri Deish was in Switzerland, and this Talmud was already there before, during the war." He says, "Your grandfather saved my life. I was in Switzerland. Somehow I got out of Poland." And I was in Switzerland, I was hiding out, my parents were in Poland, my grandparents, everybody died in Poland, everybody was killed in the war, and I was sitting by your grandfather, and your grandfather was giving a shiur on the Koach HaTfilah. You hear this? The Koach HaTfilah. Not HaTfilah. And I was sitting there listening to this, and I couldn't take it. And finally, I just burst out, and I said, and what about the tefillahs going on in Poland? What about all those tefillahs? So what's with those tefillahs? Right, as they're being led to the gas chamber. What's with those tefillahs? And the rabbi turned to me. He's telling over the grandson. And the rabbi turned to me and he said, I have the same kashas as you. Those kashas are part of my davening. You hear what he told him? Those kashas are, I have the same kashas as you. But I don't burst out in speeches and ask the kasha. They're part of my davening. I ask Hashem that I should understand the kasha. I should have an answer to the kasha. I think kashas is you. Right? It's an unbelievable heart. Always have the kashas. Make it part of your davening. Don't make it an excuse to right to have right to make fun of it. Make it part of your davening. Incorporate it into your life. It's unbelievable heart. Right? That's what we're struggling with. We don't want to do that. We look around, it's not fair, it's not fair, it's not fair. But we want answers. Right? We want the answers. If we don't get the answers, that's told them. Chill out. Take a chill. Make it part of your davening. It's unbelievable heart. Okay. Well, plead to Rameir. Anyway, Rameir argued on the whole thing. Number of Meir, Shtayim Nasnu Lo Achatz, Lo Nasnu Lo. Two, he gave him the answer. One, he didn't give him the answer. Shenemar, Bechanotzi Yesher Ochon, I show favoritism, Afal Pishay Nahogan, even if they don't deserve it. Ah, you have a kasha on that? You live with that kasha. Make it part of your davening. And I show favoritism, I show mercy, even though they don't deserve it. I have a kasha, that's too bad on you. Right? You can't see my face. You can't have the answers. This is what Hashem says to Moshe. By the burning bush, I wanted to tell you, Lo Ratzisi. You weren't interested. You walked away. Achshav, now, sha'ata rotze, eini rotze. Now you're so interested, I'm not interested. Tosfos HaRosh asks, what kind of answer is this? Tosfos HaRosh answers, tzarachim. What kind of answer is this? When you zigged, I zigged. Now you're zigging, I'm zigging. What kind of answer is that? Not an answer. Doesn't answer the question. Upligi, the Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani. No, he argues on that. He says that Moshe did three things by the sneh, and he was rewarded for three things. Moshe hid his face. He was zocha to a shining face. He was afraid to approach. They were afraid to approach him, the people. The fact that he would not want to look. He was okay that he was able to glance, whatever that means, at Hashem, so to speak. Then the pasuk says, "V'hasi rasi es kapai, v'ra'isi es achorai." You can only see my back, says Hashem. You can't see my front. I'm not answering you all your questions, right? Amar Rebchana bar Bizna, Amar Shir Mechasida, Malamet Shemar Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Keshes al Tefillin. He showed him the Keshes of his Tefillin. Only the back you could see, not the front, right? So he said the Sfas Emes. I said this at my son's bar mitzvah, right? What does that mean? The Sfas Emes says that. What it means, you can see my back, you can't see my front. What the Sfas Emes says, after history, after time passes, when the event's unfolding, you don't understand what's going on. After a long time, sometimes a very long time, sometimes way long time, look at the answer. While achorai, after in hindsight, you'll get the answer. Right? In hindsight, you'll get the answer. You might have to wait a very long time. Why the Holocaust happened? You have to wait a very, very long time for that answer. But the answer will come, and then you'll see the answer. Right now, you can't see the answer. Only in hindsight. Rabbi Yochanan and Shem Rabbi Yossi. Kol dibur v'dibur shiyatze p'yikadosh baruch hu l'tova. Any good that comes out, afilu ala t'nai, even on a t'nai, Hashem says it. Lo chazar bo. He won't take it back. Minolam, how do you know? Mi Moshe, Rabbeinu. Shenemar, Moshe, Hashem says to Moshe, what's going on here with these people? Haref mimeni v'ash midem. Right? By the way, this pasuk is in this week's Parshas Ekev. It's a funny question. Why the Gemara quotes the pasuk where Moshe is repeating over the story? Not in Kisisa where Hashem says it, but in Ekev where Moshe is repeating it over. What's it doing here? Haref mimeni. Hashem said, enough of this people. I'll destroy them all, right? I'll make a great strong nation out of you. Hashem said in Kisisa also. Why we wait till Ekev? Even though Moshe got Hashem to take that back, he didn't do it in the end. Nevertheless, afilahachi ukmei bezari, it was established in his children. Shemar, it says, b'nei Moshe, Gershom ve'Eliezer. He told Moshe, I'll do it right now. I'll do it right now. So Moshe has to beg. No, don't do that.
No, he said, do you want you, I can knock it out, you can be the next leader of this?
It was more rhetorical. It wasn't a question. So Moshe, what should I do? Should I destroy them all?
Yeah,
no, it wasn't like that. Hashem said, I'm going to destroy them all. Moshe, no, please don't do that. Please forgive them. Right? Even though Hashem said it, and even though he took it back, still, once he said it, we're going to take it to the bank. And now it says that Moshe had two children. V'yubnei Eliezer, Rechav Yoharosh. V'yubnei Rechav Yorabu Lamaila. A great many. Tatani Rab Yosef, Lamaila Mishishim Ribui, had 600,000 descendants. So it was Mekoyim in Moshe's children. It's Yeribu Yerivya, Ksivacha Rabu Lamaila, Ksivhasim Ubnei Israel, Par Vishit of Yerbu, and they ended up having 600,000 people. Okay. Amar B'yachana Mishur Mishur Ben Yechai, Yom HaKadosh Baruch, Shabar HaKadosh Baruch was Olam. From the day that Hashem created the world, Lo Haya Adam Karo La HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon, nobody called Hashem Adon, Ad Shaba Avraham, Avraham came along, the Karo Adon, he called him Adon. That's why every morning we say something called Adon Olam. We start off our davening with Adon Olam, which was allegedly written by Avram Avinu, right? Every day we do this. We remember that Hashem, that Avram was the first. We don't even realize he's doing that. We have to sleep. We're all have to sleep. Adon Olam. Who? But that's what it is, right? Shenamar v'yomar Hashem Elokim. It's the word. It's the Aleph Dalet. The lashon of Adon, the Lord. Bama eda ki arishena. Amar Rav Av Daniel omena el bishul Avram. Daniel also was only remembered in the schus of Avram. Shinema, because Daniel says, we say this also every morning, I think. It's Aleph Dalet there, Lashon of Aleph Dalet. Laman Chot mi boile. It should have said for your sake. Ela Laman Avram. No, Daniel said for Avram's sake. Right, Shekarcha Adon, who called you Adon. Amr of Yochanan, Mishum Mishum ben Yechai, Menayin Shei Baratel Adon b'Shas Kaso. How do you know you shouldn't try to appease somebody when he's angry? Shnara Panu Yalechav and Echosilach. It's fine. But Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shur Ben Yechai, Yom Shabara Kadosh Baruch Hu Et Olamo, from the time Hashem created the world, Lo Haya Adam Shehodah LaKadosh Baruch Hu, nobody ever thanked Hashem, Ad Shabasa Leah, until Leah came along, V'hodoso, and she praised Hashem. Shnara, she said, Hapam Ode Et Hashem. Again, I'm going to thank Hashem. Everybody asked. Well, Leah was the first person to thank Hashem. What does that mean? Nobody ever thanked Hashem? Listen to this answer. Ksav Sofer says like this. The Gemara says, we learned this Gemara, that if somebody says, I'm going to say Hallel every day. I'm going to say Hallel. Such a person does that. The Gemara has very strong, he's a Macharif and a Magadif, a horrible person. Why are you so horrible? Because Hallel is said for a niece. How is it for a niece? Yeah, when Kriyas Yantav happens, you say Hallel. Right? When you say from Purim, all these types of things, you don't say Hallel on Purim, but you should. All these, you say Hallel. Why say Hallel every day? Did Avraham Avinu say Hallel when he was saved? No question about it. Avraham Avinu thanked Hashem? No question about it. Leah was the first person in history to thank Hashem for an ordinary event. Now, having a baby is a miracle, no question about it. But it's Teva. She was the first person to say, you know what? Another child Hashem gave me? Another? She's the first person that did that. That nobody ever did before. Avraham Seik Hashem, to the Nisan that took place in his life, and Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Yosef, all true. She was the first one that said, just for being alive and thanking Hashem. How is reserved for Nisan? But thank you? Anybody can say thank you. Wake up in the morning and say thank you. She was the first person that did that. It's unbelievable part. First person that did that. Now that we're talking about that was the name of Yehuda. So now the Gemara says Reuven. Why did Leah name Reuven? So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Leah, Reu Ma Bein Bini LeBein Chami. Look at the difference between my son Reuven and my brother-in-law Esav, who also was a Bechor, and it got taken away from him. And Reuven is all the prophecy, right? So first of all, the Ben Yehuda asks, the Torah says why he's called Reuven. Torah says, Leah said, now that I have a son, Yaakov's going to see, he's going to be close to me. So why are you another reason? So the answer is because every other of the Shvatim, it says the reason, It says the reason, and therefore she called him so-and-so. By Reuven, it says she called him Reuven, and this is the reason. It's the only one where the name is given first. So the Gemara says there must be another layer of reason, another layer of meaning, why Reuven's the only one written like that. And here it is. She said, look at the difference between my son and Esav, the other Bechor. Ilu ben Chami, Esav, Afagaf, Dimidaite, Zabil, Berchizra, say, he sold the Bechor on his own free will. What does it say? He hated him. He cheated me. He ripped me off. All this kindness. The ilu bini, my son. Yosef libechor say mine. Against his will, it was taken away. Against his will. The chiv it says. This pasuk is in Divrei Hayamim. It says. Because Reuven switched the beds, Nasna Bicharaso of Yosef. The Bichar was taken away from him and given to Yosef. Now Reuven's the biological Bichar, no question about that. He's not the Bichar in any other way. Yosef got Pishnayim. Yosef got Ephraim and Menashe, not Reuven. Right? Afilahachi, Lola Kanabe, Dixiva Yishma Reuven Atilim Ilodam. Reuven wasn't jealous, and he tries to save Yosef. So what do you mean? Reuven also was his own fault. He switched the beds. The answer is, yeah, he switched the beds. That has nothing to do with Yosef. He had no tie on Yosef. Right? The fact that Yosef got it, why should Reuven be... In other words, Reuven had more of a... Reuven had just as much reason, if not more so, to be angry at Yosef. And he wasn't. Right? That's what Leah was saying. Okay. Rus. Why is Rus called Rus? So what kind of question is that? That's her name. So the Malbim says, why didn't Ruth change her name when she became a Jew? That's the question. Most times when a non-Jew becomes a Jew, they change their name. Second, Ruth didn't change her name. You hear that, Kasha? My Ruth, why is she still called Ruth? Right? You call Megillas Ruth. Shouldn't it be called something else? Shouldn't she change her name? He says, no, she left her name on purpose. Amar B'yachan, and Shezachs of Yatzim, and David, she's the grandmother of David. She filled the world with Tehillim. So that's what Rus. Rus means to increase and to make more. That's what David HaMelech did. So we kept the name on purpose. Menalon the Shema Garb. How do you know names matter? Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Kra. Lechu Chazum Mefa'alos Hashem Asher Sham Shamos Ba'aretz. That there's destruction in the world. Don't read it Shamos. El Hashemos. Names can affect what goes on in the world. One bad apple in your house, one bad thing in your house is worse than Gog and Magog. How do you know that? Shenemar, Mizmor of David. David had a Tehillim. The Barcho of Avshalom Beno, when he ran away from Avshalom. The Ksiv Basrei, and it says after that, Mahashem, Ma Rabu Taru Rabim Kamam Alai. Why are all these bad things befalling me? Right? Why are all the nations busy with the nonsense? What are they busy with? Right? Doesn't say how bad it's going to be. When a man has a bad son, look at the tzaras that David talks about himself. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Mizmor David, Rachamei Avshalom, Beno. Mizmor David, Kino David Barley. That should be a kiddus that Avshalom did that. I'm Rav Shimon ben Avishalom. No, Lamasha Lamad Avadama LaAdam Shetzel Alav Sharchov. That he owes money. The guy has a debt. So Kazim Shaparo Hayatzer. Before he pays it off, he's all sad. LaAcha Shaparo Sameach. Once he pays it off, he's very happy. The creditor went away. Afkei David. Kivin Shabbalah Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem tells him, Hinani Mekim Alecha Ra Mi Beit Secha Hayatzer. He was very sad when he heard there's going to be a rebellion in his house. Omar, Shema Ebed, Omam Zerhu, Dolochoy Salai. No one's going to have pity on me. Kivud the Chazet, Avshalom Hu, Sameach. He was happy. Why was he happy? Because he thought this is his son. What's his son going to do already? His son's going to start up with his father. He's going to kill him. No, okay. So he wants a little covet. All right, we'll figure something out. Mishum Hachi, Omar Mizmar. So for that, he said a Mizmar. He was wrong. But, okay. Omar B'Yochanan, Mishum Rishim Ben Yechai. Mutalus Gars Bershah Balamazet. You're allowed to start up with Rishab in this world. Shenema, like it says, Ozei Torah Yahalu Rasha, the Shomrei Torah Yisgaru, right? Shomrei Torah Yisgaru. Bum. I'm sorry. Tanya Amihachi, Rav Distoy Bar Matun Omar, Mutalis Gars, Rashaiva Almazeh. You're allowed to start up with Rashaiva in this world. Shenemar, it says Mutter. You're allowed to. You don't have a Chiyuv. They point that out. You don't have to do this. Mutter, you can do it. Shenemar, Ozvei Tori Ha'alu Rasha. If someone's going to whisper to you and say, "Ah, vaksiv, al tisacher b'mereyim," don't become friends with them, don't go near them. Val tikane ba'osi avla, don't be jealous of them. So you shouldn't really have anything to do with them. He said, "Omer malo, misha libo nakfo, Omer came." It depends on who you are. If by hanging out with them you're going to become one of them, don't hang out with them. If you hang out with them and you can try to affect them, then you could do that. Ella al tisacher b'mereyim lios kimereyim. Don't hang out with them to become one of them. Don't be jealous of them to become one of them. But if you're going to go there and try to make good or try to get them to see the light and not become one of them, then it's mutter. Fine. Any is true. If you see a Russia that his fortunes are good, he's got a good thing going. Altis garibo. Don't start up with such a person. Why? Shenemar, yichalo duracha b'chaleis, shouldn't, v'lo od el shazach abadin, he'll beat you. Shenemar, mar mishpadecha minegdo, v'lo od, and not only that, el shiroe b'tzarav, shenemar kol tzor v'piach v'hem. In other words, when a Russia's got a good thing, when he's got a roll going, you starting off is only going to lead to disaster. So it's a stira. So, lo kashen up, ha b'mil didet. If it's about personal matters of the guy, stay away. If it's about spiritual matters, you can start off with it, no matter what. Another answer, really, we're all talking about spiritual matters. Lokasha. Ha, when should you stay away? If he's got a good thing going, don't even talk to him about putting on tefillin. Ha, when can you yes bother him? When he doesn't have a good thing going, then you can try. Third answer, ha vaha birasha shasha mitzachekislo. Now both were talking about where he's got it good. Below kasha, ha batada gomer. If he's a tada gomer, you can go over there and try it. Ha batada she'eino gomer. If you're not a tada gomer, stay away. It's only going to lead to disaster. Damer vuna my dechsev. What does anyone say? Lama sabit bogdim tachrish bebala rasha tadek mimenu. That the rasha is going to swallow up the tadek. The chi rasha boleya tadek. The Russia is going to swallow up a tzaddik. Hashem lo yazvenu biyado. Hashem won't leave you tzaddik. Uksiv lo yunat lo tzaddik kol avon. No harm will befall the tzaddik. Ella tzaddik b'menu b'leah. No, a tzaddik will get swallowed up. Tzaddik gomer in a b'leah. A tzaddik gomer won't get swallowed up. Another answer. We said this answer already. Shah mitachakas lo shiny. When the hour is favorable, then you should stay away from him. Anybody that has a makam kavua when he davens, oivav noflum tachtav. We said this yesterday. Shenemar, like it says, v'samti makam la'ami Yisrael. I set a place for you, v'natativ, where you can plant. V'shachin tachtav lo yirgazod. There'll be no problems over there. Lo yosifu b'nei ola la'anoso. Nobody will be able to harm you. Kasher b'rishono, like originally. Ravuna rami, k'siv la'anoso. It says to cause harm. Ukshiv lechalosim, and it says to destroy. So betchil lanosim. Originally, the Beit Hamikdash was a place where you'd be protected from any harm. Nobody could bother you. Well, myself, and in the end, when it's so bad and it was a bad place, lechaloso. It was there to harm. It would cause you destruction. V'amar b'yochanan mishum shir ben yekhoi. This is an unbelievable statement of the Gemara, which is so true. Gedol shimusha shel Torah yoser milimuda. Assisting, hanging out by a tzaddik is greater than learning with a tzaddik. Shenema, like it says, Po Elisha ben Shafat asher yatak mayim al yedei Eliyahu. Lamad lo nema. Doesn't say learn. Eliyatak, he poured. Malamed shegadolo shimusha yosem elimuda. Assisting, hanging out with a tzaddik is greater than learning. Now, the Rachmanim point out, you can't learn Tosvos, you can't understand Tosvos by watching a tzaddik, by driving him to a wedding and spend an hour in the car with him. You can't learn Tosvos like that. You can't learn how he behaves, his midos, what he thinks is important, what he thinks is not important. Those things you can learn. Those are very important. You're never going to get those things by listening to a shir. You won't get that either from a shir. Some shir in lumdus, and you're not going to get that either. Right? But how his behavior and his hanhagot, how he treats people, right? that you'll get. You hang out with such a person, you'll see how they behave. It's very important.
You see how they behave, then you're fine. You're going to learn on your own. If you just learn something, a lot of people who are well known.
Right, exactly. It's a very good point. It's a very good point. It's a good point what he said. Right, when you see somebody behave like that, it spurs you to learn. Right, it's a very good point.
That's why I come here.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you. Okay, we can do a little more. V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak Rav Nachman. My timer. You know what? We'll stop here. We'll stop here because there's a whole other discussion now about davening with a minion. That's the next Gemara. More Agadata. On Daf Tet, which is Friday's Daf, we leave Agadata for like a half a page. So, and then after that, it's more resumed. The Agadata resumes. All right, so we'll stop. What? Yeah, exactly. So we'll stop here and we'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.